The new zones apply to ships 400 gross tons and heavier, the kind of ships that make transoceanic voyages through the Bering Sea and the North Pacific. Leslie Pearson is a project manager for the Aleutian Islands Risk Assessment and a consultant. She says the zones are meant to dampen environmental damage in the event of an accident or spill.
Well, it's definitely the projection of, you know, future development in Alaska and along the West Coast helped as far as being a driver for establishing these, but also past accidents. I mean, we learned from history that perhaps it's better to be further offshore than to be close to shore.
The zones come from recommendations made by the U.S. Coast Guard. They're based on similar areas to be avoided established around the northern Hawaiian islands. Those in the Aleutians extend 50 nautical miles from shore on islands at the tip of the Alaska Peninsula, as well as Unalaska, Unimak, Adak, Atka, Kiska, and Attu Islands. But there are also passages outlined in between each zone.
One of the things that probably wasn't taken into effect in Hawaii was when you get the winter storms, many of the mariners need to seek refuge in the Bering Straits, where you have calmer weather than what you would see in the Pacific Ocean. And that was the reason for keeping the passageways open, so that way mariners can use those as an option for storm avoidance.
In March, the International Maritime Organization approved the zones, but final approval falls to the IMO's Marine Safety Committee.
One of the things about going through the IMO process is it will actually put these areas to be avoided on charts, both international and domestic charts.
Even though the areas will show up on maps and charts, they are only voluntary.
Whether it's voluntary or mandatory, people tend to adhere to them, and insurance companies recognize these as well. So if an operator is deviating from something that's on the books, whether it's recommended or mandatory, they do take notice.
Under the IMO, the Coast Guard can still make the buffer zones mandatory. Once they're finally approved, NOAA has 6 months to add the areas to charts. In Unalaska, I'm Emily Schwing.